Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus said to the crowd and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' chair. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called teachers, for you have one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servants. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." The Word of God. Ironically, before I looked up today's passage, I was reading an article about President Obama's trip to Seattle, Washington. And the article was entitled, "The Burden of Expectations." The economic and international challenges that loom before the nations of the world is enormous, and people have extremely high expectations of their leaders to do something. And usually it means do something that will ease the burden. Do something and do it now is usually the unreal expectation. So I was surprised when I read this passage and heard about the burdens placed on others. And when I read it, I thought, wow, I'm glad I'm not a scribe or a Pharisee. But I wonder if we are at times. If we are like the scribes and Pharisees mentioned in the scripture passage today. I think sometimes we do place such heavy demands and expectations on others, demands that are impossible to fulfill. And then we get so angry when others do not live up to our expectations, or they don't meet them fast enough or good enough. And the truth is, they may never quite measure up to what we expect of them, for what we expect of them is impossible. Sometimes we place such heavy demands and expectations on others and do nothing to help them reach them. What a tremendous burden that is. And it is against this type of burden that Jesus speaks. Sometimes we place these heavy demands and expectations on ourselves, and then we spend too much time berating ourselves if we don't measure up, claiming we're not good enough, not smart enough, not holy enough, not wealthy enough, not interested enough. And all these not enoughs get us tied up in a very big knot, and we just end up wallowing in our self-declared unworthiness. Often we set such high and impossible standards for ourselves that we will never measure up. It's against this kind of burden that Jesus speaks. Often life itself has enough burdens. We don't have to make up things or make things more difficult for ourselves or for others. I think underlying his words today, Jesus gives us the message that we are called to help each other in life, to help one another along, and do so whatever we can to help others carry those burdens. For some people, we can do nothing more than be with them. For some burdens, no one else can carry for us. For some, there may be things you can do to lighten the burden. For others, we can help by not adding to the burden they already have. And then what do you do with the burdens that you carry? Some self-imposed, others that come just from life itself. I think there is one place that you can turn. You can turn to prayer. Prayer is a beginning point. Prayer is an ongoing practice and can be a source of strength and grace for us. Perhaps one thing for you to do is to admit you can't do it all and you can't do it alone. And then, and maybe this is the hardest part, let someone help you carry the burden. Today's passage is an indictment against hypocrisy, the hypocrisy that Matthew saw in his day, and it is also a call to us to look at our own life to see if we are like the hypocrites that Jesus condemns. We are called to help one another because we are brother and sister to each other. You might remember the lyrics to the song, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." One part reads, "So on we go. His welfare is of my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother." If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share in the load? The load doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. She ain't heavy, she's my sister. And maybe that's why God calls us to share the load that others carry, to let others help us. And we have a role model. We have the teacher. The teacher whose words matched his actions. We have Jesus Christ. And what Jesus taught was very simple. And at the same time, very complex. Love God. Love others. And love yourself. So let's do it. Let's share the load as we move along the road of life. Let our heart be filled with love. Love for self, love for others, and love for God.